Afternoons with DD on 3AW.
24 minutes past two, customer service. It can make or break a business, and we still need to help our businesses get back on their feet properly. We're still recovering from COVID. Every so often you hear horror stories about poor customer service. It seems to take us by surprise when you have really good customer service, but it does happen. What do you do if you run a business? Are you listening to the needs of your customers? Joining me now to perhaps give us some tips is Craig Cherry, a customer loyalty expert. Good afternoon, Craig.
Hi, good afternoon.
So, Craig, what does make good customer service? Can you give us an example of it?
Well, it's not rocket science. I think that's probably the first bit. It's really standing in the shoes of the customer and actually thinking, what is it like to be them? Giving them an experience that has them want to return and tell other people about you. So it does need to stand out. And I think that's one of the biggest challenges. If you look at Australia, the 68% of all customers in Australia would say that their experiences are what we call passive. They're not bad, they're not amazing, it's sort of just fine.
Craig, is the old rule correct? The customer is always right?
Look, I think as a principle of a way of thinking, I think that's, of course, some people are not, you know, they're rude and that's not acceptable in any forms. And, people have a right to be talked to in a courteous way. But I think if you think about, I'm just looking at the moment of someone with a warranty problem where it's just, 2 weeks out from the warranty and they're trying to claim and they're doing a big fight. The problem with that is they're never going to want to come back. They're never going to use you again. They're going to bad mouth you to everyone. Is it really worth 2 weeks? So just sort of think about the long term, not just the immediate thing in front of you.
And there is sort of that threat hanging over the head of every business at the moment, isn't there? That if the experience goes wrong, people will post on social media, it might get picked up by the mainstream media. So they really need to be very careful, don't they? So how can they give customers a memorable experience without obviously compromising? They've got to make a profit, they've got to stay in business.
Yeah, and I think, people like to be sold too if it's done the right way. They love to know about good deals. So, all of those things are lovely to do. They want to be served by people who look like they actually enjoy their job. So there's a lot to this, Dee, when you think about it, because it's like, are the team enjoying their job? Are the leaders, reinforcing the team's performance and letting them know they've done a great job? All of those back things make a big difference to the experience of the customer. If the team are happy, the customer's more likely to be happy. So it's not just the customer. So if they get a good experience, obviously that makes a huge difference, So I do a lot of research, and one thing the research has shown is that people who get a 10 out of 10 experience, like it stands out, 93% of them are guaranteed to return. So I always say that's a game worth playing, I reckon.
And how does a business know that it's giving good customer service? I'm sure because people often don't say anything when they've had a good experience, it's when they've had a bad experience that they make a big song and dance about it. But so how can a business judge whether it's providing a good customer experience?
Yeah, I think that's a really great question. I think one of the challenges in sort of the work that I do is that people have got a false sense of how good they are. And not that they're bad, but it's sort of just, it's what people expect. So if you're only getting what they expect, then it's sort of just, it's fine. It fits into that, it's fine. It's not bad. So one thing I suggest is be talking to your customers. Get a friend to come in no one knows them. And just get them to tell you, what was it like? What was it like when you entered? Did you feel welcomed, Get some feedback that's like not just what your perception is. I think that's really important. And I don't believe enough customers in a valid way getting customers' feedback, not just social media. Because as you said, the problem with social media is, one is you don't know who's saying it. Secondly, it generally tends to be more negative than positive, unless it really stands out.
Yeah.
But there's the biggest group, to be honest, it's not even that group. The biggest group is the ones who say nothing.
True.
They just don't come back.
Oh, I see. And how would you ever know that they were not going to come back? I suppose the key to it is, with so many other things, is communication, isn't it? And if customers have got a way of communicating with you, whether it be good or bad, so many businesses that you deal with now, whether it's buying online, you're often asked to fill out surveys and things afterwards. So I suppose there's a lot of value in those. Craig, I'm sorry we've run out of time to talk any further, but I thank you very much for your time today. Craig Cherry there, customer loyalty expert.